Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, also all across the Caribbean, and streaming live on the Internet and the satellite online all around the world right now. Now, a special shout-out always goes to our active duty military and our veterans. We salute our first responders, to include our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, and those bridge tenders, too, thanks for doing what you do to keep us moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on the Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And finally, check out our all-brand-new website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, brand-new website. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, you know, Kyle, we live in very strange times, and this Steele dossier, which they're still talking about. They're still talking about. And Christopher Steele himself came out and said that the Trump dossier was never supposed to be released for the public. They were never supposed to see it.
Well, right. And I think he couldn't substantiate, you know, the claims that were made there.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a synopsis of untruths put together in what developed to be an opinionated piece that wound up being taken by the Democrats and the mainstream media and used for the God's gospel truth about everything that was going on pertaining to the Russians, which was not true. Now, the Republicans are right now weighing cutting the COVID enhanced unemployment insurance to $400 a month, getting rid of that $600 add-on on top of the unemployment insurance, which to me, I think that's great. You should have done that to begin with.
Well, it will be played out in the media as some kind of a thing trying to make it tougher for people to make it through this emergency, but really, the genesis of all this was the Democrats trying to create, and they in many ways succeeded in creating the atmosphere where people said, I don't think I'm going to go back to work. I'm making too much on unemployment. And that
making more than you were when you were working.
Well, that's exactly right. And
which is wrong.
Well, of course, because and I'm sure that people that know others who have said the very same thing. Well, so-and-so didn't come back to work after we reopened because They were making more money, and they didn't want to come back to work. And so that doesn't help our economic recovery, because this is an emergency. We're all in this together, and this was designed to help people through, not to have them make these kinds of life changes.
Now, there were 15 mayors from blue cities that wrote a letter to President Trump stating that they did not want the federal of officers to come into their cities. They were not wanted there. 15 mayors. Unfortunately, in the 15 cities that were sent, 10 of them, the cities are totally out of control.
Well, right. I can't imagine. And again, this is where we are so divided that even the burning down of major areas and cities and setting buildings on fire, attacking police precincts, attacking police unions, attacking federal buildings, open season on everything, that somehow this is okay because it's advancing the political notion that Trump is being hurt by this. It's ridiculous.
Well, he's not being hurt by this.
Well, boy, exactly. But the idea should be that one of the things that we could all agree on is that anarchy on the streets is not productive. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, they ought to be welcoming the federal agents in order to make sure that everybody can live their lives peaceably, we can have our political discourse, and vote.
Now, CNN is reporting that the U.S. ambassador to Britain is being probed by the British for sexist and racist comments.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about this. Nothing, I don't want to say nothing new in terms of this particular person, but it seems like another sort of bandwagon sort of movement. But, we'll find out what was said, what was done, and then the chips will fall where they may.
And, of course, in New York City, we had that autonomous camp where they had been living for about a month. They set something up, and they were trying to do the same thing that was done out in Portland and Seattle. And the New York police finally said, nope, we've had enough. That's it.
Well, and good for them.
And, of course, this one, guess what? De Blasio ordered them in.
Well, yeah. Well, but and good for them because, again, these kinds of things, they don't seem to they don't seem to add anything. It's merely destructive, and it's merely divisive, and the people inside these things aren't safe.
Let alone healthy.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Jacksonville and the Republican National Convention coming to my state in Jacksonville. Now, they're going to spread this out a little bit. It's not all going to be indoors in that building. They're going to have some outdoor events, and we'll talk about that. And I've got a little bit of information pertaining to all that. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy shotgun. Buy shotgun.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. And this portion of the program, again, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, I have a way that's going to help you. I've been taking this product because of my arthritis pain that I've got. And I got rid of Flexeril and Mobic as a result of this. I got rid of that stuff and got onto this natural product called Relief Factor. So I know it works for arthritis because I've got it, and I take it, and it gets rid of the pain. So if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, if you've got neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, check them out. And by the way, any type of normal activity, muscle aches or pain, this will also work to quell that too. Now, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start right away, because it's only going to cost you $19.95 to get started with the 3-Week Quick Start, and you will know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you at all. If it doesn't, you're out $20. That's it. End of story. But if it does, keep on taking it, and you'll know what I know, and that is that this product works. It works. So the website they gave me for you to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And when you get there, there'll be a little tutorial on the front page. That'll be Pete and Seth Talbot. It's about a 2.5 minute long video. Watch that. Tells you how it's made. Tells you what's in it. Tells you how to go about ordering it. And then you go ahead and you order it right off the website, relieffactor.com/captain. I mean, what have you got to lose but pain, right? And that's what it's there for. And it works. That's all I can tell you. I got to say hello to Catwoman and Road Dog, who are out and about, and they're headed down. They say they're almost to Laredo, and last night they thought the show was fantastic and really loved the show and what we were talking about. And they are going to be down there at the Pilot and Flying J, and they stop by and they tell them the captain sent them so they can get their coffee. And there you go. And we appreciate that. So you guys be safe out there, Catwoman and Road Dog. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, one of the stranger than true stories is Jacksonville and the RNC's coming to town. And the mayor of Jacksonville has said that the RNC will not generate the expected $100 million that they thought they were going to get, because a lot of the people are not going to be coming to Jacksonville per se. It's going to be possibly attendance is going to be kept down because some people just aren't going to come because of the coronavirus. They're going to be afraid they might get worse, get a case or get worse or this, that, and the other and all that stuff. To that, I say, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, take your precautions and show up.
Well, right, and I think they're even taking some measures to have some of the events
outdoors,
outside.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, there is the story going around about for the security and all that, but I have a feeling they'll get that fleshed out here before too long in terms of just planning adequately and these kinds of things.
Well, it was a police chief in Jacksonville said that he didn't think that they could provide the adequate safety for that. Okay, fine. You have the Jacksonville sheriff. You have our friend Grady Judd over in Polk County and other sheriffs. I'm sure they would love to be on some sort of task force and put something together.
Well, of course, because this is a major event, and also it is something that, you have the forces that would want to try to disrupt things. But, again, I think they'll have some good planning going into all this. And, again, it's the message that's coming out of that RNC convention, Captain, that is so very, very important.
Yep.
I think the American people have a real clear choice. And it's not just about Trump is latching on to law and order. I think he'd much rather be talking about the economy generally. Coronavirus is a reality, and I think he's doing a lot better on that in terms of addressing that in ways the American people, I think, are going to find very relevant and very important. But he hasn't latched on to law and order just because. It's because of what we see happening in the streets of America.
Yeah.
And the Democrats seem to want to go in a different direction than that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now, Alan Dershowitz, who apparently was quite busy yesterday, chimed in on another case. He says the key witness in the Epstein case made several anti-Semitic comments.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that interesting? This case gets weirder and weirder. There's no doubt about that.
Yep. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is claiming that the WHO, not the music group, the World Health Organization, the WHO director, has been bought by China. He's the best thing China bought.
When all is said and done, Captain, it is... I think the American people and I think countries around the world are going to just absolutely be aghast at what really happened in terms of the reporting or non-reporting, as it were, and the help or non-help, as it were, coming from the World Health Organization. All across the world, economies have been devastated, people have died, people have gotten sick, lives have been turned upside down, and yet all this was going on. And we didn't have a clue until it was too late.
Now, the FDA, and people might want to go to the FDA website to see this, is recalling more potentially toxic hand sanitizers. There are 75 different labels that have been recalled.
Right. And, of course, in any kind of event like this or big news happening, you always seem to have people who are going to try to cash in on stuff like that. And these kinds of hand sanitizers that have been perhaps rushed to market, they have to be scrutinized, and I'm not surprised that they're recalling them.
And I need to go to the website FDA.gov, that's FDA.gov, to find out more, and you will be able to find out if the product that you have is on that list that they have or not. Well, Kyle, we talked about this to begin with, but we're going to get into it a little bit deeper right now. The U.S. has closed China's Houston consulate amidst the retaliation for the Wuhan virus. Now, Senator Rubio has said that the Chinese consulate was the central node of a massive spy operation across the country.
Well, this goes together with the story we talked about earlier in the program as well, with the person who was, in fact, part of the People's Liberation Army, but acting as a researcher, but really an agent to send, it would appear, information back to Beijing. This may simply be the tip of the iceberg, and especially with the other moves that China makes geopolitically, the issues that come up in the South China Sea. I don't think that we're in a state where there will suddenly be some kind of major hostility with China, but it is there, it's real, and it should really be one of the main focuses of this election because, you know, with all the ties that Joe Biden has or and his son in particular, the sweetheart deal that he got in China and so forth, all that should be front and center so that the American people can make an informed decision of how our country is going to deal with the issue of China moving forward.
Now, at the end of the week, oil was down. Futures for oil per barrel, the price was up to $48 a barrel. It started out the week at 45, went to 48. And gasoline stuck at the end of the week at $1.28 for regular gas and $1.27 for number two diesel. That's the current price without the taxes and the delivery put in there. But that's not a bad deal. And then West Texas crude actually dropped down to $41.90 a barrel, and the Brent crude dropped down to $44.29 a barrel. So all in all, gasoline dropped a little bit, stabilized a little bit. We've got gasoline right here in my backyard for $1.91 to $1.99 is a fairly steady price to see.
Exactly. Well, here on the West Coast, we're looking at $3.15, maybe up to $3.25 a gallon.
And we know why that is.
Well, sure, we got all these taxes.
$1 a gallon in taxes.
Exactly right. And, but of course people have been driving a little bit less. I mean, it's picking up now for obvious reasons, but generally speaking, with the latest stay-at-home recommendations and so forth, we're getting where people aren't driving so much again. It might drop down a little bit, but it's
okay.
Still pretty high.
Tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow on the Friday morning edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him being on the program very much. And I'll be right back again to take a look at your first military and veterans news segment on the program. Some military news tonight that you may not have heard about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is providing some possible reasons for a spike in coronavirus cases around the United States.
Cases started to rise among young Americans shortly after demonstrations, which you know very well about, which presumably triggered a broader relaxation of mitigation efforts nationwide and a substantial increase in travel. also was a cause. Increased gathering on holidays such as Memorial Day, as well as young people closely congregating at bars and probably other places, maybe beaches.
President Trump speaking there during the coronavirus task force briefing. The president also sending federal agents to stop a rampage in violence in cities such as Chicago and Albuquerque. The mayor of Chicago telling citizens to call 911 on federal agents if they see something that doesn't look right. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, they've got a couple of different campuses to serve you. One of them is in Concord, Massachusetts. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida. We'll tell you all about that and how you can take the tour and find out more about them right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. One is right here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, and the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. Now, all you got to do is take a tour of one of those facilities so you know what you get yourself into. I would strongly suggest that. Now, you can go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass, outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Either way, you're a winner. You're a winner. So give it a shot. Take a look. See what all the big hoopla is about becoming an aviation maintenance tech. All right. The House defense bill that passed strips the Confederate base names. Also, it will curb the president's powers in troop deployments. Now, here's what's going on. In a strong bipartisan vote, House lawmakers passed the $740.5 billion plan for the annual defense authorization bill, including provisions for a hefty military pay raise next year, new restrictions on the president's war powers, and requirements that the Defense Department rename bases honoring Confederate soldiers. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think this is going to pass. And I know it's not going to pass in the Senate. So, there you go. Also, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said that there are no orders currently to remove forces from South Korea. That had been mentioned somewhere along the line, but there are no orders, so don't be looking for that to happen anytime soon. In addition, the president is determined to bring home some U.S. military forces from somewhere on the globe. Now, when President Trump spoke with Pentagon leaders last month about the U.S. troop levels in Pakistan, he was anxious for a hefty reduction by Election Day in November, according to the U.S. Officers familiar with the discussion. Now, there are concerns about federal agents wearing military camo raised by the DOD in some after-action reviews. Now, the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, is concerned about how federal agents are identifying themselves in camo-clad law enforcement rebuff nationwide protests going on, and are confusing the public about the role the military is playing domestically. Well, first of all, it's not the military. It's the agents for the FBI, agents for the ATF, and agents for other units, including the State Department and some of their people that are coming down to the border to try to decipher some things. Now, we'll see where all that goes. And another U.S. service member died in Syria this week, according to military officials in the region. Now, it's a shame that we still got troops dying in Syria when I thought we had most of them pulled out of there, but apparently we don't. And that's the proof of it right there. Now, I'm going to skip over the overseas section right now to get to a couple of things, and I'll come back to it when we come back from the next break. The new DOD directive restricts the display of ball team pennants and pride flags on the base in dormitory rooms. Now, that was a memo that came out from Defense Secretary Mark Esper this week. The Defense Secretary has released a pair of memos to the Department of Defense outlining areas that should be operational next week in the event of guidance on dealing out the media to this individual who we know who's going to be taking the first test. We'll wait and see what happens there. Now, women veterans are rallying for change in the military. The sex harassment response, if you will, after the killing of Vanessa Gillen. They're starting to get out there and protest that. Women and veterans advocates rallied on Capitol Hill to call for systematic changes in the sexual harassment and abuse claims that are handled by the military in the wake of the killing of Army Specialist Vadessa Gillen, according to the story. And together, the convention. And we'll see what happens there. We'll get you the information once they come back on here and tell us what it is you're going to tell us, because they're still reviewing the scene and whatnot there in Houston. Now, the Senate rejected a broad line on military equipment going to police. The Republican-controlled Senate rejected a bipartisan measure to block the military from giving offensive surplus equipment to state and local U.S. departments. They said, no, we're going to continue to do it. It's legal, and we're just going to keep doing it. And again, that's all good stuff, because that's the way it should be, in my humble opinion. Now, in the wake of the controversy surrounding the decision to deploy federal law enforcement officers without any identification to stand with protesters in Portland, Oregon, two House Democrats plan to reintroduce terrorism information, the votes that they had there. So we're going to see what's going to happen, because we might be seeing that over the next day or two. Not that that would be a game changer, but then again, it might be. You never know. Also, in the wake of controversy surrounding the big decision to deploy federal law enforcement officers without any identification to deal with protesters to Portland, Oregon, two House Democrats introduced legislation that would require all officers to wear such identification in the future. So again, here we go again with watching what's going on by the left. Boo-hoo, wah-wah. Also, some House Democrats added some forever chemicals provisions to defense spending after spiking a major amendment. Now, this is interesting because House Democrats added several amendments aiming to regulate a class of cancer-linked chemicals called PFAS to the defense spending bill coming up on Monday. All right, coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Bible report out there. We'll let you know what's going on and let you know more about this storm. And then, of course, Denise Simon chimes in from FoundersCode.com, so don't go anywhere. And Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and you know, it's that time of the morning where we come back with Trucker's Report number 2 and Highway and Byway Report, and we're going to get it going right now because we got another revamp of our group that we're featuring tonight, Aerosmith, and let's see what we got going with this one, because here we go, and we're going to get this cranked up and fired up for you to listen to, and then we're going to give you the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. So don't go nowhere, because I'm waiting on this little thing, which is taking some time. There we go.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? What's your name?
Billy.
Wee. I like that name. Have you been a good little boy?
Yes. Yes.
How old are you, Billy?
I'm 26. I'm an entertainment lawyer in Beverly Hills.
Here's what I'm wearing,
darling. Wearing out things that nobody wears.
Party. That's Steven Tyler and the boys and Aerosmith, and that's the group we've been featuring tonight, and we'll get back with some more of that after Denise Simon comes on. Now, I will tell you that your trucker's report brought to you by the pilot and Flying J nearest you. Let's get right to the chase here. Strong to severe thunderstorms are possible across parts of the northern mid-Atlantic and southern New England area, as well as all over the northern plains and northern Rockies and high plains. Now, there is a critical fire risk over parts of the Great Basin, and a disturbance over the Gulf of Mexico will be triggering showers and thunderstorms over the Gulf Coast states through Friday evening, and that's the first one of two. There's a second one coming next week. That could be a full-blown hurricane. It's already a tropical storm. This one we're looking at this weekend is right now a tropical depression number 8. That's what it is, tropical depression number 8. And it could be still a tropical depression, might be a barely a tropical storm by the time it hits Texas, which is where it's coming. All right, in the states of California, Northern California, and on down south of Lake Tahoe, all of Nevada, the western part of Arizona, the western part of Utah, the southern part of Idaho, the southern and southeastern part of Oregon, and the southwestern corner of Idaho as well, we have got a fire threat warning. So be advised of that. Very dry in that area right now. Got some rain down around Tucson. Got some poor quality weather coming out of Mile High, Denver, towards Nebraska and off east towards Kansas. Over to the eastern part of the United States tonight, we've got a high heat warning with some rain in a mixture for the East Coast, namely Norfolk, Virginia, on up through the coastal area of Virginia, including Washington, D.C., and part of Delaware and the southern part of Jersey. That's what we're looking at there. Now, these storms, okay, that are out there, let me just read the latest advisory on tropical depression number 8. This has got winds of 30 miles an hour, which means it's got to go 10 miles an hour higher to become a tropical storm. May or may not make that. The minimum central pressure on this one is 1,009 millibars. Now, that has dropped from where it was. This one is moving very slow. It's moving west-northwest at 5 miles per hour. Now, at that rate, it's got enough time to fire into something tropical in nature, the tropical storm, which would make it a little bit more dynamic than what it is right now. But this is going to be a big-time rainmaker, predominantly, a big-time rainmaker. Now, what we've got coming across, about halfway across the ocean, is Tropical Storm Gonzalo. This one currently has winds of 60 miles an hour. Now, the maximum central pressure has dropped from last hour to this hour. It's down to 998 millibars, which means it's strengthening. It's moving west at 10 miles per hour, but it's got a ways to come to get over anywhere towards the Gulf of Mexico. And if it stays south like it is right now, south of Haiti and Puerto Rico, south to Cuba, and comes sliding in through the slot, is like we used to call it by the Yucatan. If it does that, then life could be very interesting. Well, we will see. We will see. So those are the two systems we've got. Both of them we'll be looking at in the next week. The first one over the weekend. The next one probably the middle of next week if it continues to move as slow as it is. Now, keep in mind the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Make sure that you stop by, check them out, grab yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, tell them the captain sent you, and that'll get you that cup of coffee. All right, let's drift on over here real quick. Denise Simon, PoundersCode.com, good morning.
Good morning.
What is going on in Portland, Oregon? They're still getting it going there, it looks like.
Yeah, they sure are.
Day number 55.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Hang on just a second. I want to take a caller. We've had a caller been very patient. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, is this me?
Yeah, it's you, and you got about a minute, so have at it.
Well, okay, this is your Kentucky Colonel.
Yep.
And when you go to Walmart, which is what we basically have around here, I mean, no one's wearing masks. I mean, are you supposed to wear a mask? Are you not supposed to wear a mask?
According to Walmart, they are, yeah.
At least down here
they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm just telling you that, you know, okay, no one around here wears a mask. Although, you know, we've got a shotgun and a dog, but we ain't got no mask.
All right.
I mean, I don't understand it.
All right. Thank you. Okay. That's a Kentucky Colonel. So I don't know, but down here, they're, I don't think they'll let you into a Walmart without a mask on, will they?
There's two things when it comes to this. One is that the federal government cannot mandate anybody to wear a mask.
That's right.
Then it comes down to the governor.
Yep.
The governors can only do it if it is approved by their legislature. In other words, if they pass a law that they do that.
Yep.
So if the governors don't do that, then they hand it off to the mayors. The mayors have to do the same thing. It has to go through their city councils or, you know, their local.
Oh, their emergency council, like I did here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Now, private business, as in Walmart, can do whatever they want. They can refuse you to serve you or refuse your business.
Right.
A lot of them are saying, and I think Walmart is saying that if you want to be a customer, you have to wear a mask. But
right,
some of them are not enforcing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are.
And Publix the other day went to masks, and they got a person standing at the door handing you a mask if you don't have one.
Yep.
So I don't know. And I walked into, let's see, I was going to go into the CVS after I saw you yesterday and grab something real quick, and I forgot the mask, and the person was starting to say something to me. I said, "Be right back." I went and got my mask out of the car, and I put it on and went in the store. But they were going to tell me. They were going to say, "Nope, no mask, no service." Uh-huh. Oh, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, here in the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the overnight radio airwaves. You know, we've got the feds going out into some other areas. We'll see where that's going to be. We've got this horrible, horrible crime that happened down here in Florida with a convict extraordinaire. 230 arrests, and he was still out on the street. We're going to talk about that. I'll be...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.